This is hour two of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And thanks for coming back for part two of the show. And today our showcase theme is spring. That's right, songs about spring or springtime activities. And by the way, this is just part one. We'll have more in a future show. And for the countdown today, we have the biggest hits from here in April of 1936. And we're using the survey from the Your Hit Parade program, which aired this weekend 89 years ago. And coming in at number 5, it's another Irving Berlin number from the film Follow the Fleet. And once again, it's Fred Astaire, Let Yourself Go.
Don't you get a bubble. As you listen to them play, don't you get a glow. If you step out on the floor, you'll forget your trouble. If you go into your dance, you'll forget your woe. So come get together. Let the dance floor feel your leather. Step as lightly as a feather. Let yourself go. Come, hit the timber, loosen up and start to limber. Can't you hear that hot marimba? Let yourself go, let yourself go. Relax and let yourself go. Relax, you've got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot. So come, cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Butcher, banker, clerk, and grocer. Let yourself go.
Nothing like tap dancing on the radio. Fred Astaire and the Johnny Green Orchestra and Let Yourself Go. Number 5 on your hit parade this weekend in 1936. It was coming down after reaching number 2. We're reminiscing back to the springtime of 36 when the weather was making news. On April 5th, a tornado hit Tupelo, Mississippi, killing 216 people, injuring over 700. Then the next day, two tornadoes struck Gainesville, Georgia, the smaller on the north side of town. And then a stronger one to the west. 203 people died, 1,600 were injured. And flooding was the story back in March, hitting 12 Midwestern states. Hardest hit was Pennsylvania.
America is suffering its major flood disaster. The catastrophe that struck at Pittsburgh has caused unbelievable damage. $25 million damage here alone. $100 million in Pennsylvania. 35 are dead here, with nothing known of hundreds missing. Disaster followed on the heels of disaster. Fires broke out, with firemen helpless. For a time, a major conflagration threatened. The city is isolated. Railroads paralyzed. No food is reaching Pittsburgh. A fortunate drop in temperature checked further thaws that might have fed swollen streams. But it was 2 days before the water started to subside. Typhoid now threatened from polluted water, famine, and disease. Historic Johnstown is the hardest hit of all. 30,000 are homeless here in Johnstown. No one knows how many dead, and property loss is figured to be in excess of $10 million. In every way, it is a greater disaster than the historic flood of 1889, except that the loss of life will never compare with the 2,300 lost in that huge catastrophe. A desperate plea for help has been made by the Red Cross. Emergency food and medical supplies have reached the town, but not enough. Everywhere it's flood, fire, famine, and disease. Headlines scream horror not equaled by war.
Graham McNamee with the Universal Newsreel. The fatalities from the flood, 134, with 200,000 homeless. And plans now are to install 9 flood control reservoirs on headwaters of the Allegheny and Monongahela around Pittsburgh. That would cost about $20 million with some help from the federal government. The modern-day price tag, $337 million. The people of the Midwest, including Pennsylvania, looking skyward for sunshine here in the spring of 36. Meanwhile, Jan Garber was listening toward the heavens for song number 4 this week, A Melody from the Sky. Garber's second appearance in the top 10 today, there at number 4 with A Melody from the Sky. Lee Bennett handled the vocals, and that was on its way up to number 1 for 3 weeks. And now let's take a look at sports from this weekend in 1936. And we'll start with baseball, where the Hall of Fame will open in Cooperstown, New York this summer. The first class that was elected back in February, Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, Honus Wagner, Christy Mathewson, and Walter Johnson. The current season's only about 2 weeks old, and the Boston National League team has changed its nickname. The new owners had asked fans for some ideas, and they chose the Bees. And maybe it helped. Last year they were terrible, 38-115. This year they'd go 71-83, but the moniker would be scrapped after the 1940 season. On the field, April 14th, the Cardinals' Eddie Morgan becomes the first to hit a pinch-hit home run in his first major league at-bat. He connects on the very first pitch he sees in the seventh inning, but St. Louis lost to the Cubs 12-7. 2 days later, Johnny Mize made his debut, but he struck out pinch-hitting for Daffy Dean. The Cards lost again to the Cubs. But neither of those teams would make the World Series by the fall. It would be an all-New York series with the Yankees topping the Giants in six. In the NHL, Detroit beat Toronto 3-1 for the Stanley Cup, and that capped a sweep of world titles in a 12-month period for the city of Detroit. The Tigers won last year's World Series, while the Lions won the NFL Championship. No other city has done that since. In golf, at the Masters, Horton Smith was the winner. Because of rain, they had to play the final two rounds on a Monday, and Smith sank a 50-foot chip-in for birdie on the 14th and followed up with a birdie on the 15th to win the green jacket for the second time, one shot ahead of Harry Cooper. In February, the Winter Olympics were held in Garmisch-Partenkirchen, Germany, with Norway winning 7 golds and 15 medals overall. Sweden had 7, Germany 3. Alpine skiing debuted. Ivar Ballagrud of Norway won 3 of 4 speed skating races. Sonja Henie won her 3rd straight gold in figure skating. And Great Britain upset Canada for the hockey gold. This weekend was for track and field. At the Penn Relays, Jesse Owens set an event record with a 10.5 100 meters. Meanwhile, at the Drake Relays in Des Moines, Glenn Cunningham took a 2nd off the American record in the 1,000 at 2 minutes 11 seconds, while Don Lash won the 2-mile in 9:10, besting the old mark by 3 seconds. And next weekend, it's the Kentucky Derby. Brevity will be the post favorite, but 20-1 Bold Venture would surprise. He'd go on to win the Preakness by a nose over Granville, but he bowed a tendon and had to be retired before the Belmont. And that's a check on sports from this weekend in 1936. And we're back on the countdown at number 3. Once again, the Benny Goodman Band. Helen Ward sings Goody Goody. Song number 3 on your hit parade this weekend in 1936, Goody Goody, the band led by 26-year-old Benny Goodman and his 22-year-old girl singer Helen Ward. That was coming down the charts after 6 weeks at number 1.
I'd like to remind all you late vacationists and travelers not to forget a package of Horlicks on your trips. For 50 years now, travelers all over the world, from the North to the South Pole, have relied on this nourishing, sustaining malted milk. They find it a marvelous aid in case of travel sickness. Appetizing, easy to digest, Horlicks is often the one thing that delicate digestions can handle. That's why many folks who do a lot of flying rely implicitly on Horlicks. It's so nourishing and sustaining, such a well-balanced food, that it really takes the place of heavy meals. Being quick to digest, it doesn't cause distress as heavy meals so often do. And in addition, Horlicks is easy to prepare anywhere at any time. Just mix thoroughly with water, and it's ready to drink. So by all means, slip a package of Horlicks in your grip before you start. It will be a constant comfort on your trip. You can get Horlicks, you know, at any drugstore in both natural and chocolate flavors.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer, for that word about the malted milk, Horlicks. And we've got a bonus tune from this weekend in 1936, brand new from the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra. Is it true what they say about Dixie?
Does the sun really shine all the time? Do the sweet magnolias blossom at everybody's door? And do folks keep eating possum until they can't eat no more? Is it true what they say about 20? Is a dream by that stream so sublime? Do they laugh, do they long, like they say in every song? If it's true, that's where I belong.
Used to be the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, but after Tommy left last year to form his own band, now it's the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra. And that was his lead singer, Bob Eberle. Is it true what they say about Dixie? It's just been released, and it would become J.D.'s first number one in June. It's April of 1936, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. We're back on today's Seems Like Old Times, and our theme is spring. Yeah, it's a spring wing-ding, if you will. And let's get outside and enjoy the season. Tom Lehrer has an activity.
Spring is here, a suffering is here. Life is Skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with the cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We've gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if Sunday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
Some alliteration here. That was Nick Lucas from the 1929 film Gold Diggers of Broadway and Tiptoe Through the Tulips. And before that, a parody of springtime songs from Tom Lehrer, Poisoning Pigeons in the Park. Well, here in my neck of the woods in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia, a seasonal event in the city of Winchester, the Shenandoah Apple Blossom Festival. Activities began Friday, they'll run through next Sunday. Now, the festival's had a number of stars over the years, but I don't think they ever had the Andrews Sisters, which is a shame, because this was one of their biggest hits.
I'll be with you in apple blossom time. I'll be with you to change your name to mine.
Of the Andrews Sisters from 1941, I'll be with you in apple blossom time. As we have spring songs today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and today we've gone back to April of 1936. And you can hear that it's movie time. Let's see what was up on the big screen this week, 89 years ago. And we'll start with a cartoon. There's What? No Spinach from Popeye. There's Mickey's Grand Opera. Mickey Mouse is the conductor, but Pluto causes trouble. Westward Woe, Porky Pig travels to the frontier. There's also Half-Shot Shooters, the Three Stooges are in the army. And Second Chances, Our Gang, the Little Rascals, give a grumpy old woman a new outlook on life.
Well, how about that 75 cents?
Well, lady, that's an awful lot of money. We can get that. Can we work for it?
What?
Your grass needs cutting and... and your prison's all dirtied up with leaves and everything.
I like your nerve.
She likes her nerve.
Yeah, you tell me she likes it.
Alrighty, to the main features now. Warner Olin stars as Charlie Chan at the circus. There's Dracula's Daughter with Gloria Holden. Things to Come, sci-fi from H.G. Wells, starring Raymond Massey. The Unguarded Hour has Loretta Young and Franchot-Tone. Under Two Flags, Ronald Coleman and Claudette Colbert. These Three, Miriam Hopkins, Merle Oberon, and Joel McRae. The Great Ziegfeld, which would win Best Picture, with William Powell, Myrna Loy, and Best Supporting Actress, Louise Reiner. And there's Desire, with Marlena Dietrich and Gary Cooper.
I paid you a few compliments. I told you how charming and how lovely you were, and I'd still repeat it, but I didn't do anything.
But you intended to.
I did not.
You had it in your eye.
I didn't know it showed. By the way, Did you make your luncheon appointment?
Yes, but after I got here, I didn't keep it.
You know, it may seem strange, but I've never had dinner with a countess.
And I'm afraid you never will. We are leaving today.
So am I. Are you going to Madrid, too?
No.
Neither am I.
Now, Cooper's also in Mr. Deeds Goes to Town with Gene Arthur. Other romantic comedies, Small Town Girl with Janet Gaynor and Robert Taylor. Big Brown Eyes has Cary Grant and Joan Bennett. And Love Before Breakfast, starring Carol Lombard and Preston Foster.
The old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be. Many long years...
I thought it was pretty good as fights go.
Your tactics are a trifle dirty.
I picked them up in the oil fields.
But I must give you credit for a good left hook.
Thanks.
I never felt anything like it.
In the big fight at the party scene, Carol Lombard got a shiner from Preston Foster and Love Before Breakfast. And finally, the musicals. There's Captain January with Shirley Temple and Buddy Epson. Coming Around the Mountain with Gene Autry. The Singing Kid has Al Jolson. There's Colleen with Dick Powell and Ruby Keeler. And, as we've mentioned before, Follow the Fleet with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. And here's the third song from that picture to be on your hit parade this weekend. Coming in at number two, I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket.
Been a roaming Romeo, my Juliets have been many, but now my roaming days have gone. Too many irons in the fire is worse than not having any. I've had my share, and from now on, I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. I'm giving all my love to one baby. Heaven help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account. Honey, and I've decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. Everything I've got, I bet on you. Everything I've got, every single thing I've got, I bet on you.
Once again, Fred Astaire and the Johnny Green Orchestra. I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. At number two this weekend, it did spend a week at number one. The third chart topper for the 36-year-old Astaire from Omaha. And coming up in the fall, another hit movie with memorable songs, Swing Time. Well, in our showcase today, we're celebrating springtime. And springtime means those flowers are blooming. Here are the King Sisters.
When the roses bloom again,
we will meet again, sweetheart, somehow.
When the birds take back the sky and the night smiles above,
we'll be free again, to live and love.
Till then, oh, how I miss you. The laughter and tears we used to share.
Till then, in dreams I'll kiss you and seal every dream with a prayer.
When the roses bloom again, when the world starts anew,
I'll be waiting here, sweetheart, for you.
From 1942, the King Sisters with the Alvino Ray Orchestra, When the Roses Bloom Again. And they were a quartet, Alice, Donna, Louise, and Yvonne. It's the Songs of Spring on Today's Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on Today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, a reminder about the website, oldtimesradio.com, where you can listen to previous shows on demand. Follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter, and reach me by email to Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. We've got time for a couple of more spring songs before we go. First up, Dick Hames.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring. Busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. Oh, it might as well be spring.
Life is not a highway strewn with flowers, still it holds a goodly share of bliss. When the sun gives way to April showers, here's a thought we should never miss. Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. And if it's raining, have no regret, because it isn't raining a rain, you know, it's raining violet. And where you see clouds on the hill, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along, though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. And if it's raining, have no regret, because it isn't raining or rain, you know, it's raining violet. And where you see clouds on the hill, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
A 1921 trademark song for Al Jolson, April Showers. And before that, Dick Hames from 1945, It Might As Well Be Spring. He was backed up by the Earl Hagen Orchestra. We've been reveling in spring today, with more to come in a couple of weeks, here on Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one song in the USA from this week in 1936. But first, some news headlines. Some recent international news: in violation of the Treaty of Versailles, Nazi Germany has reoccupied the Rhineland. Adolf Hitler says Germany is no longer bound by treaties because of the Mutual Assistance Pact between France and the Soviet Union. Earlier this month, socialists in Madrid parliament oust President Zamora, and there's rumors of a military conspiracy involving several generals. And indeed, a coup would be launched in July, starting the Spanish Civil War. This weekend, all of northern Ethiopia has been conquered without resistance by the invading Italian army. It's a wide-open route to Addis Ababa, and in 2 weeks, Mussolini would annex the country and proclaim himself emperor. Japan and the Soviet Union exchanged assurances this weekend that the two nations would not go to war. The non-aggression pact is to settle all border conflicts, including the Mongolian-Manchu border dispute. The Soviets are liquidating Mongolia's Buddhist institutions, while the Japanese have Manchuria as a puppet state. Meanwhile, here at home, the Red River Valley, the breadbasket of the world, is turning to the milk pail to maintain farm incomes. Dairy is filling in northwestern Minnesota as wheat suffers after 3 years of dust storms, drought, rust, and this year a cold, wet spring. And we are still suffering from the Depression. The GNP, though, is up to 14%. Unemployment, though, remains around 17%, and business has turned against the New Deal, as have many in Congress. And that's giving Republicans hope, with this being an election year. And Kansas Governor, businessman Alf Landon, appears to be en route to the GOP nomination. He'd get the ticket, but then disappear during most of the campaign. And in November, Roosevelt won in historic proportion, as Landon carried only Maine and Vermont. And speaking of the president, he was in New York City this Saturday night, expounding higher wages for workers and more income for farmers, and hit back at his Republican critics. But the president may not be the most popular of the Roosevelts, as each month about 400 worried women write a letter to the First Lady, Eleanor Roosevelt. Most pour out their financial and family woes. Every letter is read, and she'll frequently write a suggestion in the margin before passing them on to her secretary to respond. Others go a different route. Author Kathleen Norris is producing an advice column. Her short stories have appeared in magazines and papers for about 15 years now. And that's what's making headlines and what we're reading in the papers here in late April of 1936. And at the top of your hit parade this weekend, the number one song in the land is Lost. This is Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians.
Lucky too, because I lost my heart to you.
Year-old Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians Orchestra, and featuring his brother Carmen on the vocals, Lost. It's the band's 14th chart topper of all time, and it's number one on your hit parade this weekend in 1936. Well, that's it for this week's show, my friends. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.